Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from the Lord. So if you want to hear this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord, tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So let's talk about a Thanksgiving prayer. A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of Thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or even the weather. In our daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, in Psalms 100, describes this prayer, shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his holy name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Amen? And that is what a thankful prayer is. Excuse me, let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. To God be the glory.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Excuse me. Praise God. Jehovah MacChris. Excuse me. Which means the Lord, my refuge. In Psalms 91, 9 through 10, and the NIV says, if you say, the Lord is my refuge, Jehovah MacChris, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Lord, my refuge, as I dwell in your shelter, I will abide in your shadow. You truly are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You are the one who delivers me from the snare of the trappers and from the deadly pestilence. You cover me with your pinions, and under your wings I seek my refuge. Your faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. Because of you, I am not afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalls in the darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. I have made you, Jehovah MacChris, my refuge, even my dwelling place. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
Wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. What will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah, there is power in the name Jehovah Machris, to free me from that which holds me in bondage. Forgive me for not accessing that power on a regular basis, for worrying, fearing, and having anxiety, trying to figure out all on my own and much more, rather than simply resting in your refuge. I try to fix it, change it, move it, overcome it, all in my own strength, which lead me only to be frustrated at the end of the day. May I know you as my refuge and abide in your truth and power. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection, and after this selection, I will come back with our devotional message. To God be the glory.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory.
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled Daily Filling. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. And it says, Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. The writer says, when was the last time you heard God speak to your spirit? I believe the Lord desires to communicate with each of us as often as we need to hear from him, which may be several times in a day. He always has a message for us that is timelier and more important than we may realize. Unfortunately, when we think of prayer, very often we think about telling God what we want him to do or voicing our opinions about his promises. However, I believe when we do so, we are wasting an incredible opportunity to speak with the one who best knows how to satisfy our souls. As we see from today's verse, Jesus taught his disciples to pray for their daily bread. However, he was referring to more than the food one might consume for physical nourishment. Bread is a term that refers to everything that is necessary for wholeness in life, including the things we need mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So the next time you go to God in prayer, don't just go to talk. Your Heavenly Father wants to salutate the most profound hungers within you. Allow him to fill you up with everything you need, fill you up with everything you really need. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing unto you as it is always to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for fulfilling everything my soul truly requires. I am listening. Lord, show me how to honor you with my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken.
strength where I've been weak.
Forever
he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Come on and lift your voice and say,
Jehovah, Mac Christ, Chris, thank you for being my refuge. You are my dwelling place, my home. Thank you for showing me where I can go when I feel lost, lonely, or abandoned. Thank you for shielding me from the storms of life and guiding me through the trials I'll face. Thank you, Jehovah Machris, for breaking every chain in my life, freeing me from the bondage of legalism, anxiety, disappointment, perfectionism, fear, and much more. I can feel the chains fall as I run into your refuge, and I give you my gratitude for your presence and help. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection, and after this selection, I will come back with Jesus, Light of the World. And it's going to be a 10-day Christmas reflection on the life and light of Christ. Amen? So each day I will read one paragraph, chapter.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Truth and what a friend we have in you.
bread of life. Praise be to God. Our story starts, again, this is Jesus, the light of the world. The light of Christ. In late June 2018, 12 teen members of a local soccer team biked into the foothills, exploring the forests and caves after a soccer practice was their favorite thing to do. They had great fun in one cave, especially sometimes venturing into it some 5 miles, 8 kilometers. There, they often performed an initiation rite, scrolling the names of new team members on the cave walls. The cave system posed dangers. People had gotten lost in it and even died. It was especially dangerous in monsoon season when rain came. But the boys knew the cave system well and safely played there often. On this particular day, the team had walked into the cave, maybe 2.5 miles, 4 kilometers. They were unaware that while they were there, it had started to rain. In fact, it was a heavy, relentless downpour. The waters inside the caves rose, and the cave flooded, and the soccer team found refuge on a narrow shelf of rock. There, they were stranded, trapped. Their bikes were found outside the mouth of the stem. Amen. Lung Cave in Thailand, and families feared the worst. Rescue was not a simple matter. The waters were still rising, their current strong. The path into the cave was a treacherous, laborious for divers to navigate. One plan was to pump water out of the cave, but that would be a mammoth operation. Trapped inside, the boys were in complete darkness. They had flashlights, but had to use them sparingly. And as their ordeal continued for days, they ran out of battery power. What must it have been like to be stranded in darkness, lost, terrified, without hope? In many ways, we are all just like those boys. We live in a dark world. Sometimes our circumstances seem hopeless. Often the darkness is within us, the pitch black void of our own sin. We try to make our own light for a time, but our energy for positive thinking runs out. Christmas time, as the world celebrates it, is a hollow show of artificial lights that mask the darkness of the cave. All its inhabitants are trapped in. It's easy to get caught up in the pretense of twinkle, failing to remember what true Christmas really is. True Christmas starts not with lights on a string, but with our personal darkness. The life we sometimes feel lost and trapped in. True Christmas isn't about glitter and tinsels, but about our realization of how desperately we need to be rescued. The soccer team lived in darkness for what must have felt like many lifetimes. The attention of the whole world pivoted to the fate of the boys. International assistance was offered. An elite rescue team was formed. A plan emerged to pump out as much water as possible to allow Navy SEALs divers deeper access into the cave before having to go underwater. Then, in 9 days after the boys had entered the cave, they saw a light. A diver's head bobbed up from the water, his flashlight shining, a glow around the boys huddled together. Cold, but now bearing hopeful faces, one boy said, "Thank you for rescuing us." One night, more than 2,000 years ago, Christ was born, emerging from the dark waters of our history and shining into the world a glowing circle of hope. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life," in John 8:12. The true meaning of Christmas is about how this light rescues us from our darkness. "I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people." He is a light to reveal God to nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel, Luke 2:30-32. The boys would have to remain in the cave on the rock ledge for days longer before they were actually brought out. And that's like every one of us who trusts Jesus, isn't it? Even though we have Christ, true Christmas in our hearts, we must for a time live our lives in a dark world. Christmas celebrates the encouragement brought by our light, Jesus Christ, who guides us as we wait for final deliverance. As the Apostle Paul writes, we were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. Romans 8:24-25. Yes, the true meaning of Christmas starts with the realization of our own darkness. It celebrates the light of Jesus Christ illuminating that darkness. And it becomes the encouragement, the hope of Christ, that we will someday be delivered into the light of his presence. Praise God. At Christmas this year, perhaps we might say in unison with that young Thailand soccer player, "Thank you for rescuing us." Amen. In John 12:44-46, Jesus shouted to the crowds, "If you trust me, you are trusting not only me, but also God who sent me. For when you see me, you are seeing the one who sent me. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark." Praise be to God. And I'm reading our daily the reflections of Jesus while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. John 12:46 says, "I have come as a light to shine in this dark world." During our church Christmas Eve service, one lit candle burned brightly on the platform. After singing carols together and hearing the nativity story, the lights were turned off and a darkness settled on the room. As a cappella sounds of Silent Night filled the sanctuary, candles throughout the room were lit one by one from the platform candle until the dark room glowed with light. Candlelight service are one of my favorite Christmas traditions because of the wonder of watching the flickering light pierce the darkness. It's a beautiful reminder that the baby Jesus we celebrate on Christmas Eve came as a light to shine in this dark world, John 12:46. Christ himself declared that his purpose in coming to the earth was so that all who put their trust in him will no longer remain in the dark. Like the feeling of sitting in a dark sanctuary, there's a harsh reality of living in darkness. The confusion of feelings alone, the discouragement and pain of suffering, the disorienting feelings of our own helplessness. Jesus came as a human because he did not want anyone to have to stay in that darkness. Instead, he offers us light in the form of a relationship with him so that we can know peace and joy. And once we have his light living in us, we can shine as light to a hurting world. Amen. Matthew 5:14. So when have you experienced piercing light in the darkness? And how has knowing Jesus illuminated your life? Think about those two questions. Amen. Jesus, help us to shine your light living in us to others. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer and our reflection of the life and light of Jesus Christ. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Amen. What a fun, horrible day it was.
Ooh.
You ever had one of those?
We're having it right now.
It was a fun, horrible day because it started out horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was, it was thunderstorming, raining. I'm coming down the highway, and I'm getting all kind of news while I'm driving.
Mm.
And I'm going, ooh, my goodness, glory to God, don't make me start shouting. I am so glad. I was in Sunday school and they kept pounding that thing in my head. Whose report will you believe? And you know, you're a little younger, you go, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. and not knowing that one day you're going to get that kind of report, and then you're going to hear that little voice behind you going, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's it, and I'm sticking to it. And so I kept on driving, and guess what? When I tell you God is going to do exactly what he said he would do, he's going to do it. I'm driving, it's thunderstorming, and it is, and I'm driving, I'm getting this news, and I'm going, what in the world? But God said, I will give you peace that surpasses all understanding.
Amen, amen.
Even your own. I don't even understand how I made it that calm. I was like, what? Now, let me tell you this. I got to back up. This is too funny. I got up this morning. I knew we were going to have our little Christmas luncheon today. So I went in there and I found these old pajamas that I had bought years ago, never worn. Ugly old reindeer pajamas. I just like them because they're warm, but they're ugly. And they was huge. I mean, they're size 3X. They're huge. I said, I should just wear those. They fancy. And I won't even have to get dressed. So I put on my black jumpsuit underneath it, and then I put that ugly old thing on, put a Christmas hat on, went to work. And I'm thinking, oh, this is cool. I didn't even have to get dressed. I just put these jawas on and get this dressing. So now I'm in the car in my fun mode because I'm getting ready to, you know, get all excited when I get there. And then I get the call, and it goes sideways, and I'm going, wow. So now, as soon as the call hung up, when I tell you God removed that thing, whew, no, you don't. No, you don't. I got you. It was swept right out of my spirit. I said, but God, and there is no but. You don't say, but God. As long as you, my goodness, glory to God, as long as you stay in God, there is no but.
Amen.
Except when you saying, but God. I was getting ready to, but God. That's the only time you get to say but.
Mm-hmm.
There's no buts with God. If you say but in front of God's name, that's saying, God, I can't even say it because the devil is a liar. There is nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Not one thing.
Nothing.
Right? And, mm-hmm. and so I'm driving, get the news, got on this stupid Christmas outfit, and I'm going, should I go home? You know, I'm looking like Boo the Fool anyway with all these reindeer on me. And I'm driving, I just keep going. So I kept going because you know why? Here's the thing. I was going home for me because I couldn't receive what I was hearing. So I was going home for me.
Mm-hmm.
God sent me to the job for them. Stay with me now. Only one or two people would have benefited from me coming home today, me and my husband, because we was in the same mode. But God says, no, I got y'all. You go ahead and do what I need you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Now, I'm going to a Christmas party. What you need me to do, Lord? What you always do.
All right.
Make people laugh when they should be crying. Lift people's spirits when they're feeling down and out. Bring in a light when there's darkness. And I'm going, I ain't no clown.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you can. So I go to the job, and I look around, and I'm going, look, I went to the dollar store and got a couple of decorations, right? I had the maintenance guy help me. I said, help me. He said, what you doing? I said, help me. I threw that room together so quickly, and then I went, oh, that's kind of cute. Look, I had, it sounds funny, you know those little things that hang from the ceilings? I don't know what they call those things. The Christmas thing. Well, anyway,
oh,
I went to the dollar store and I got, the icicles. So I got two, right? I stretched out the icicles. You know you can't go to no dollar store trying to get no nothing of value. I stretched out the icicles and went, it's not even 6 feet. So what did I do? I started cutting them in strips. I cut them in strips. It was only two of them. And after I cut them in strips, it looked like it was a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy was like, what you going to do with that? I said, I got you. Come on, get the ladder. So I'm hanging them, you know, one here, one there, one here, one there, from the ceiling like it. like that was the intention to start with. No,
okay.
These $200 things all cheap. That was the best I could do. And so got it all together. They brought the food in. And my boss was feeling kind of, because every time she spends that kind of money, a lot of people don't show up, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't know. And you know what? I bless God. Everybody that RSVP'd showed up except one person, and it was only because they had a death in the family and they couldn't make it. And I said, I ran it in. I told her, I said, ooh, they all showed up. I got hitches. And you could see her face lift up.
Yes.
Because she was so happy that they came to enjoy their holiday lunch, you know, because it costs a lot of money. Trust you me, it costs a lot of money. So she was happy that everybody came, and they seemed to have a good time, and everybody was laughing and joking, and they was running around looking for gifts, and it was just crazy. And then they go, look at me. I'm going to give y'all the word. Just hang in there with me. Hang on me, right? I done took one of the things, called myself, running to get me a gift. The girl said, Miss Cassie, what you doing? I said, huh? She said, you can't get no gift. I said, what? I had done gave a card to everybody, and then she said, the staff in the office is not eligible. I said, we not? She said, no, we're getting So I didn't know.
Oh, baby.
I seen no people getting them gift cards. I said, I want one. I tried to go get a gift card.
Ooh,
she was like, what is that for? You know, trying to get no gifts. I said, oh, okay. So it turned out nicely. And I believe I did everything that God wanted me to do. People don't understand me. They're like, what's Miss Kathy doing? I will run in there, make my plate after I've gotten everybody else that needed to get a plate.
Mm-hmm.
If I see you walking in the hall, come on, we got food. If I see you just look like you looking, come on, we got food. I don't care who it is. So, and then the ones that are on their calls, they can't make it to the thing. I run in and go, you can't come? I'll go get you a plate. And they go, okay. So I run and get them a plate. And then the ones that are not there but on the way, I put their plates up. I know a few like, what is this? Look, me and the reindeer was all over the place today. I was just running. Thank God I have sneakers on. I was just running all over the place. And then I go get my plate, put my plate to the side in my office, and go back and make sure everybody still got something to eat, you know? And it was good. The food was good. Everybody had a good time. And you know what? God, I love you. Here's the fun part. The fun part is I've been doing that since I was a child. I will always make sure everybody get a little something. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as you get a little something, you good. Right? And now I'm doing it in a grown-up capacity. And I'm going, So when I hear those preachers get up there and they go, and I'm going to give y'all the word real quick. I promise you. Hang in there. When I hear those preachers get up there and go, I just didn't know God had a call of me to preach. I didn't see this. Lies you tell. Everyone that is preaching, unless you just came on your own and decided, I'm supposed to preach the word, but God never called you, because you know there's some of those out there too.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, I just feel like God told me to preach. Uh-huh. God told your daddy to preach. He didn't tell you to preach. Okay? But you want to preach because your daddy was preaching. So there are some that just came, but a lot of them were called. Okay, I'll tell you about that another day. So unless you just came, you knew God had his hand on you. You didn't know what he was going to use you to do, but all along the way, people were telling you, you act different. You're not the same. You this, you that. All along the way, all your years, even from a child. Because even from a child, I was doing the same thing, trying to help somebody, trying to get somebody. Now, I wasn't perfect. I was a monster because I got a beating every day of my life when I was 16. My daddy, I said, oh, my God, could you stop beating me? Every time he looked at me, I got a beating because I was doing something crazy. And you know what? He said, he told my mother, he said, I don't understand this girl. You could beat her and beat her and beat her, and she still go out and do something else.
Exactly.
And I, you know what I had told myself? I said, well, it was worth the beating. It's okay, because I still had fun. I was so crazy. By the time I got to 17, I was so tired of getting beaten. I said, oh, you know what? I don't think so. I don't want to do that no more.
Mm.
No, I was just growing up. I was maturing. Yes. Thank you, God. And so that's what God is expecting of all of us, right? You can get in so much trouble. You can face consequences. And God is looking for the day when we hit maturity.
Yes.
That we no longer think it was worth the beating. It was worth the No, he wants us to mature and understand the wrong that we're doing. Now we're going to get in this word. Precious and Heavenly Father, you, oh God, thank you for another day of life, health, and strength. Thank you for that peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, God, for loving us enough, loving us enough to not let us go into a place of darkness. Thank you, God, for reminding us, fear not, for I am with you. Not I'm going to be, I am with you. Okay, I don't care what they say, I'm still with you. I heard the report. I knew the report was coming. I'm still with you. Thank you, God. Father God, as I get out of your way and allow you to use me as a vessel to bring forth your word, oh God, not my word, but thy word, I pray, oh God, that as you have said, your word will not fall on deaf ears, and that someone is going to get something out of it tonight to encourage them, to lift them up, to let them know they are not alone. No matter what they're going through, they are not alone. You are yet with them. I thank you. I love you. I honor and adore you. Have your way right now on this line, oh God. Bless somebody mightily. And then you and only you will get the glory. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
My goodness.
Praise
Lord
God.
Woo. Here we go. We are coming from, ooh, all the way at the beginning of your Bible. We are coming from Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 through 27. Huh? What'd you say? Holy Ghost said, go ahead, tell them what the title is. Okay, Holy Ghost, you know I'm just a passenger. Here's the title, y'all. Here's the title, Found Favor. Found, F-O-U-N-D, favor. Found favor. Here we go. Thank you, God. You know, I can't sing all that good right now, but you know, there's a songwriter out there said, Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting. Be where you are. You know what? I used to think, why she want to be where he is? She said she's desperately to die. That ain't what she said. She She says, I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Guess what he is? He is with us.
Exactly.
All she's saying is she want to be in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's in his presence because he's right here with us. Come on now, some of these songs, some of these things that you hear, you got to sift that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go through it so you gain understanding. God says in his word, in all thy getting, get understanding. You need to understand what he's really saying. It can, what sense does it make to read the Bible and never gain understanding? If you don't understand what you read, you can't get what it said.
That's true.
Huh?
Yep.
You don't even know you're supposed to be blessed.
Mm.
You don't know you highly favored. You don't know that Abba Father is your protector. You don't, oh my goodness, glory to God, there's so much you don't know when you don't understand what his word is trying to tell us. Come on now.
So true.
My goodness, glory to God. Okay,
yes.
So the title is Found Favor.
Mm-hmm.
Found Favor. We are coming from Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 through 27. And it says, at daybreak, the angels hurried Lot along, saying, get up! Take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of the city. But when Lot hesitated, the men grabbed his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters, and they led them safely out of the city because of the Lord's compassion for them. Okay, it says something else, but it looked like I done cut it off. Lot flees to Zoar. 17, soon as the men had brought them out, one of them said, run for your lives. Do not look back and do not stop anywhere on the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away. But Lot replied, no, my lords, please. Your servant has indeed, but Lot replied, no, my lords, please. Your servant has indeed found favor in your sight, and you have shown me great kindness by sparing my life. But I cannot run to the mountains. The disaster will overtake me, and I will die. Look, there is a town nearby where I can flee, and it is a small place. Please let me flee there. Is it not a small place? Then my life will be saved. 21. Very well, he answered. Grant this request as well, and will not demolish the town you indicate. Hurry, run there quickly, for I cannot do anything until you reach it. That is why the town was called Zoar. And by the time the sun had risen over the land, Lot had reached Zoar. Then the Lord rained down sulfur and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he destroyed these cities and their entire plain, including the inhabitants of the city and everything that grew on the ground. Verse 26. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. 27. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. You see that. Okay, I got to give you a little background because I didn't read all of it. Go back in your Bibles, go a little further back, and you'll see where God went to Abraham. My goodness, glory to God, because Abraham had favor with God. So God went to Abraham and said, you know, I'm getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham said, wait, hold on. You going to do what? I'm going to destroy Sodom. Wait, hold on, Lord. Because Abraham's thinking, my nephew and his family are there. So he says, surely you're not going to destroy the righteous with the wicked, are you? God, no. He said, you know, there's 50 righteous. You're going to destroy? No. 40, 30, 12, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 2. Okay. I'll spare for their sake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what Abraham was doing was asking God to spare the life of his family. His
yes.
nephew Lot and his
mm-hmm.
family were there. So he
right.
was like, you can spare their lives. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, God is listening to Abraham because he found favor. How do we know? Because God didn't have to tell Abraham he was getting ready to take out Sodom and Gomorrah. He could have just took it out.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave, my goodness, glory to God.
Come
God
on.
Created a situation
mm-hmm.
so Abraham would come to him on behalf of his kinsmen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Mm-hmm. And so Abraham did just that. He was like, wait a minute, hold on. He didn't come out and say, well, you know, my nephew Lot's over there. He said, well, what if there's a righteous one in there? You know, that's how he presented it to God. Everything in there ain't rotten. You know, you go kill a good apple with the bad apple. Okay, kill a good apple. So that's the background. And now we see that the two angels have been sent to Sodom and Gomorrah to get Lot and his family out.
Yes.
And so, you know, a lot of things went on because there was a lot of sin and other things going on in that town. So when the angels come, of course, Satan reared his ugly head, and the men in the tower said, ooh, fresh meat.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, send them out here, Lot, so we can take advantage. So
mm-hmm.
Lot was trying to protect them. You got to hear what was going on. Even though Lot was trying to protect them, he was lying to do it. He said, here, take my two daughters. They ain't never known no man's, but they had husbands in the house. Come on now. And so, you know, not only that, so you're going to put your daughters in harm's way for two men you don't know. Because Lot really didn't know they were angels. He just knew that they were men new to the town.
Yeah.
Come on now. So he wasn't thinking clearly. He just, he was scared. And when you're scared, you don't think clearly. You're liable to do and say anything. And so Lot was like, take my two daughters. Now, who gonna offer their children instead of some stranger? He wasn't thinking clearly. He was scared. That lets us know when you're scared, you're going to do things, say things that you normally wouldn't do. You're just scared. That's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so it didn't happen. The angels stepped in, the two guys, they stepped in and took care of the men that were trying to get to them. And he told Lot and Lot's family, okay, come on, y'all, hurry up, get out of this town. Get going. Get to Stephen. But what happened? While they was trying to hurry Lot and his family along,
mm-hmm.
guess what Lot did? Lot hesitated. You know,
yeah.
like,
yeah,
hold on,
did.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What's this big old rush we into?
Mm.
And while Lot hesitated, the two angels grabbed hold of Lot, his wife, the kids. Get on out of here. Hurry up. Run to the mountain so that you can be saved.
Mm-hmm.
You know the part that I love? Before I move on, the heart that I love is, even when God, my goodness, God, I love you. Even when God is telling us to do something and we hesitate,
yes,
he will still give us help. Because
mm-hmm.
when Lot hesitated, they grabbed Lot, the wife, and the kids by the hand hurry up, get on out of here, and took them on out into safety. So when we hesitate, God will still come to our own. My goodness, God, I love you. God will still come to our aid, even when we hesitate.
Yes,
to
he
do
will.
What he's telling us to do. Why? Mm-hmm. He's telling us to do it because he's trying to get us out of harm's way. But
yes.
We hesitate to make a move because we don't understand. What's the big old rush? Hold up. And while we hesitating, he done grabbed hold of us and kicked us into safety. My goodness, thank God. Even when we hesitate, he don't give up on us.
That's
my
right.
My goodness. So,
amen.
He took Lot, the wife, and the kids, and got them out into safety. He says, now run. Run to the mountain. Run for your life. Okay? Run. Keep running. Here go Lot. Hold on. I'm a little old. Can't do all this running. Look here. The mountains is a good ways away. How about I just run to that little town right there? Because
yes.
I can't make it to the mountains. And while I'm trying to run to the mountains, the disaster's going to get us because I can't run that fast no more.
He was old.
God said, okay. He says, no, my Lord, no. No, Lord, I can't make it to the mountains. Can I just run to that little town right there? It's a little town, and I feel he's safe. And God said, and this is how Lot put it to him, okay? This is how Lot put it to the Lord. He says, your servant has indeed found favor in your sight. You have shown me great kindness because you have spared my life. You could have taken my life along with everybody else in here.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, I found favor. And I'm still alive. And he said, so with the favor that I have with you, can you just let me go to the little town? Because the mountains is a good way. I can't make it that far. And guess what God said? God, I love you. He said, I will grant this request as well. You know what he was saying? You don't even know. My God, I love you. You don't even know. I already granted one request on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
When your uncle came to me and asked me to spare the righteous, that was already one request. That's why he said, okay, I will grant this request as well.
Yes.
I'm already protecting you because I told Abraham I would say that was the first request.
Yes.
Now here's another one. And he says, I'll grant this one as well. You know what that means? You can go to God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can keep asking God.
Mm-hmm.
For things.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. and he, if it lines up with his will and his word for you, you can expect to get it. Yeah. You can expect to get it. He says, I'll grant this one as well.
Thank
he
you,
said, now make sure you hurry up.
Mm-hmm.
Run quickly.
That's right.
I cannot do anything until you reach safety. Because I already promised your uncle I would spare your life. That was the first request. So God is not a man that he should lie.
That's
no,
right.
I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it and turn around and do it anyway.
Mm.
Not the God that we serve. So he says, so hurry up, run, get on out of this town. And while you running, back, keep
That's
going.
Right.
Don't
mm-hmm.
you stop. Don't you look back. My goodness, glory to God. Now watch this. So he's saying what God is saying. He don't just put favor on us. We can ask for favor. Yeah. It doesn't seem like we can, but we can. Watch this. Prophet Isaiah. Prophet, go in there and tell King Hezekiah, get his life in order. Get all his papers together, whatever he got to do, because his time is up. He's about to die. Prophet Isaiah, he goes in there, King Hezekiah, get your affairs in order. You about to die. Hold up. Who told you? Oh, hold up. Hold up. Let me have a talk with the Lord. Stay right there. Lord, surely, surely I've done something good enough that you would want to save my life. Surely, Lord, surely this is the name. Please don't do this, God. Don't do this. Don't take my life right now. Lord, give me some more time. Please, Lord. Now, Isaiah, who already delivered the message, Isaiah was on his way outside the gate. Why? Because I did what God told me to do. I told you to get ready. You about to die. He gets to the gate. Get ready to walk through the gate. God said, go back and tell her, I'm going to give her 15 more years. I'm going to save his life. My goodness, glory to God, everybody ought to be jumping and shouting on that. You know what he's saying? Yeah, you have found favor with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, favor is better than money. Favor is the best thing you could ever, ever, ever desire with God. Because you know what favor would do? In fact, favor will give you money. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Favor will supply all of your needs, all of your desires. That favor does things. You looking going, how did that happen? Favor and favor ain't fair. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. So Prophet Isaiah gets stopped at the gate. God says, go back and tell Hezekiah, okay, I'm going to spare his life. I'm giving 50 more years. Hezekiah standing to the wall. Lord God, please don't take my life right now. Have I not done anything that would please you, that you would spare my life? I'll give him another shot. So he sends Isaiah back in, tell him I'm going to give him 15 more years. Mm-hmm. At that point, Hezekiah didn't care if he was going to get 2 more years. He just wanted more time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to die. And God says, okay, you found favor. I'm going to let you live 15 more years. Come on now. This ought to be something that everybody jumps and shouts about. You know what that means? God says, even when there's evidence that your life is about to be over, you can still come before the throne and make your request known.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Hezekiah didn't go through the prophet. He went to the wall. He said, Lord God.
He did.
Okay, Isaiah, can pray for me? Hezekiah went to God for himself.
All right.
And God stopped the prophet who was on his way out. He said, okay, go back. Tell him I'm going to let him live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You shall live and not die. Come on now. That's good news for all of us.
Amen.
The God that we serve is a merciful, loving, forgiving God.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
There is nothing hard for our God. You know the part that I love? It says that if he did it for one, he can do it for another.
Yes.
And another. And another. And another. So if he found favor, and he found favor, and he found, there's enough favor to go around to all of us.
Amen.
This same town that I'm in right now, I told y'all the story. I was in between sleeping and awoke because it was midday, and God said, you found a favor of Mary. I jumped up. I said, Mary? Mary gave Savior the birth to the Savior. God never said, I have Mary's favor. He said, just like Mary found favor, you found favor.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't understand that because I'm thinking Mary, she gave birth to a Savior. Ha, mm-hmm. ha, ha. That's a whole lot of favor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that ain't what I told you. All I said was, like Mary, you found favor. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. And to this day, things happen in my life, and I can only do like Lot and say, indeed, I have found favor with you. Because no one could have done this without your favor leading and guiding them to do this for me.
Exactly.
And so now Lot gets fed. He gets to the town, and y'all know the rest of the story. But the wife, she can't make it to the town because she got to look back. Now, it doesn't matter that she turned to a pillar of salt. What matters is why.
Mm-hmm.
It matters why she turned to a pillar of salt. You know why? Because of disobedience.
Yes.
Absolutely. They were told to run as fast as they could. Get out of here. Run
mm-hmm.
for your life. And
yep.
do not look back. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like she was looking back to see what she was leaving or anything. She just wanted to see. She turned around.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. She just, because naturally, we going to want to take a little heat. Like, okay, here's the thing. They said when the eclipse comes, don't look in the sky because it's blinding. How many people take their little head and look up in the sky because they want to see the just because they want to see, because they say, are you sure it's flying? So they're going to tilt their head. So I'm not going to look all the way. I'm just going to look a little bit. You just was told, don't do it, silly.
Did so they listen?
She turns around and looks back. But here's the thing. Disobedient to a pillar of salt. She was told by God, don't y'all look back. Because guess what happened? Number one, she told him, run quickly. Run for your lives. Get out of here. I can't destroy them until you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look back. Because guess
yep.
what? When you yep. run and you look back, you stop running. You're not going to be running looking back. You're going to start running and take a seat back. So you're not going as quickly as he told you to go because you don't start running because you want to look back.
Yep.
Come on mm-hmm. now. God tells us to do things for a reason.
Amen.
But because, thank you, God, but because we can't identify that's God speaking, and that's hard for me to understand because he said, my sheep know my voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And guess what? You know his voice whether you're in the church or not. Guess what? Even when you're not in the church, you're his. How do I know? I wasn't in the church, but I was his.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
I didn't become
amen.
His when I got in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I answered the call when I came to the church. But I was already his when I was in my mother's womb.
Come on now.
He sanctified me. He set me apart.
Yes, he did.
He's been protecting me a long time.
Ooh,
you don't, my goodness, glory to God. You don't come into the church and then, now God is going to get, no, he already knows you. You're
yes,
already
yes.
his. Right? You're his. Now, guess what? If you're not his, it's only because of disobedience. Because he told you the wages of sin is death.
Yep.
But what do? You keep running to sin. Why? It feels good. It tastes
mm-hmm.
good. It
mm-hmm.
looks good. It's
mm-hmm.
good. The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
Nothing good about sin. Nothing. But I was where you are or you are or you are, and I was thinking, oh, this feels okay. It's all right. The consequences ain't that bad. I'm just going to get a whooping. a whooping every day for the whole 16 years. That's crazy. But what did I do? I kept going doing it again and again and again and again and again. And my daddy kept tearing my tail up. And I kept going. And then one day I decided, I'm tired of all these whooping. Yeah. And God is waiting for you and you and you and you to say, I'm tired of all these consequences for being disobedient.
Yes.
He's only telling us one thing. Accept Christ as your Lord and Savior.
After all,
you're one of the reasons he came down here.
Amen.
He got on the cross for you, 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 and me.
Yes, he did.
He got on
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
You're a prophet, you're a bishop, you're an evangelist. He came down for all of us because all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory.
Yes.
Where we are right now may not have been where we were years ago, but we have sinned.
Yes. Yes.
And it took God to come into our lives,
creating
us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us.
Purify
us. Wash us whiter than snow.
Yes, Lord.
God had to do that for us. All of us. He's just waiting on you, 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 and you to say, okay, I'm ready for my bath now. Because that's what the cleansing does.
Yes.
You get washed.
Yes,
by
Lord.
The blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody focuses on Lot's wife turning around. They should have been focusing on the disobedience. They should have been focusing on the fact that Lot said, I found favor. And the fact that God says, guess what? You, 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 and you. Can come before the throne of God.
Oh, yes.
And say, Lord, if I found favor in your sight, please hear my humble cry.
Yes,
save
Lord.
My life.
Mm-hmm.
He did it for Hosea. Guess what? He did it for so many others.
Yes, he
and
did.
He will do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to come humble before that throne and ask God, if I found favor, then I want to live and not die. I want to come out of this lifestyle. I want things to change so that my children and my children's children can live and not die.
Amen.
The wages of sin is death.
Death.
You might not die that day, but you're dying slowly because of the separation between you and God. I don't want to be separated from God anymore. I like it over here, holding on to God's unchanging hand. I like it. I tell you, God is telling all of us, don't be afraid to come before the throne with your request.
That's right.
Your request may not be like his request or her request or her request, but make your request known.
Amen.
He's going to listen to what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whether or not he does it, it really depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? When Hezekiah went up against that wall and said, I don't want to die. Have I not done anything for you to save my life? He was honestly believing that God would do it. Yeah, that's why God did it. So, okay, I'll give it another shot. 50 more years.
50 more
All
years.
Of you out there, you're looking for something that only God can give you.
Yes.
And if you found favor with God, you too can have it. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless you guys.
Praise God. Well, we want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap. Praise. To God be the glory. And all of our callers left, so there's no one to give their comments or thoughts. So we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Can I hear the phone numbers of the callers, please?
Sure. 704-819 and 623-271.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I tell you, that day started off some kind of crazy. But because God let me hear him. In the midst of that meeting,
thank you, God.
He's given me that peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
And I know he's leading and guiding us even right now.
Absolutely.
What he did for Hezekiah, what he did for all the others, is capable of able to do it for us.
Yes,
so
he is.
So we thank God.
Thank God
for his healing power. All of you out there that don't know God, and you're under the sound of my voice.
Yes,
repeat after me. Father God, I'm a sinner. Uh-huh. Forgive me of my sins, oh God.
Oh, yes, God.
I believe that Jesus died on that cross for my sins.
Yes.
Come into my life, dear Lord. I will make you my Lord and Savior.
Yes, Father.
You first have got to acknowledge that you're a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for forgiveness.
Yes,
tell
Lord.
Him that you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and then invite him into your life.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He's not going to just step in there. You've got to invite him in because that means now you're going to let him lead and guide you along the way because salvation is a process.
Yes,
it doesn't stop as soon as you say, okay, I receive you. No. That's the beginning of the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifelong process. That's why you got to walk out your own salvation.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. And after you have prayed that prayer, you ask God to lead you to a good household of faith that you can continue to grow into the knowledge of who he is.
Yes.
And so you can allow him to transform you, that you can become more and more and more like him.
Yes.
Kind, loving, forgiving. Come on now. Merciful.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah. Walk in joy, happiness. Let God breathe life into you and you and you and me. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word on tonight, oh God.
Thank
found favor. Lord, if I found favor in your sight, thank you, oh God. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy, your grace. All that you've done, doing, and are going to do. Thank you, God. Thank you. Yes, we choose to believe the report of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Is there anything too hard for God? No, nothing.
No.
Nothing. Nothing. Thank you, God. And Lord, if I found favor in your sight, like King Hezekiah, I want to live and not die. If that is your prayer, don't you stop praying until God answers you.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for all that you've done. Thank you for this word tonight.
that gently reminds us the consequences of disobedience, but it also reminds us of the favor that we can find with you. Thank you, God, because you are forgiving, you're merciful, you're loving, you're long-suffering. That means you're going to keep on coming. You're not going to give up on us the way we give up on ourselves. Thank you for that. We love you, we honor you, we adore you. We pray that as this word has come forth tonight, someone, everyone is going to meditate on it.
Oh,
until
yes.
Until they get enough strength to come before the throne and say, Lord, if I found favor.
Yes, Lord.
And make their petition known. Thank you, God. We love you, we honor you, we adore you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to the Evangelist Hill.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. Have a wonderful evening.
God bless you guys. Love you.
And on that note, we are going to leave out on All Belongs to You.
All the children, Lord, all the Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.